guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, initially I was not going to cover this commercial from Nissan because I watched it and I'm like, it's not nearly as bad as the Gillette commercial and some of that other stuff. But then, you know, the more I kind of thought about this, there is something I want to talk about this stupid video. First, let me get recording. We'll jump right out and watch it first. The new Brie Larson commercial. So, I'll put this out here first and then you can kind of think about this when you watch it, okay? Because it starts off first with the white male boss saying to a maybe Italian or slightly Latina looking woman, "I'm sorry, we're just not going to be able to give you the raise, blah, blah, blah," right? And then cut to the commercial and Brie Larson and her drive around, do all this other stuff. And it's don't settle, never settle. Which I guess is supposed to mean like don't settle on a bad car, but in the meantime, it's kind of one of the lower end Nissans. But the whole point is, imagine this whole commercial, but instead of a snarky guy boss or whatever saying this to her, imagine her instead just being sitting like at her job, being bored. It would convey the exact same message. Let's take a look first, and then tell me what you think.
So I'm gonna hold on promoting you this quarter. Cool.
Drop the taco. Get in the car.
Does this Sentra feel like a compromise to you?
Wait, what?
The handling, it's good, right? No compromise there.
Nope.
Watch this.
Breathe.
Rear automatic braking.
So if this Nissan Sentra isn't going to compromise, why should you?
You're right.
That a girl.
That a girl. Sentra with more standard safety features than any other car in its class. That a girl. So strong. So brave. So powerful. That a girl. But if you take that, I had no problems with any of the rest of the commercial. None of it, except for those first 3 seconds. And why was that even bothered with? Why? I'll tell you why. Number one, it craps on men like everything else does. But number two, it's for the press. It's all about the press, you see. Nissan, actress Brie Larson team up for an empowering Nissan Sentra launch campaign. I don't know. I saw that video. I didn't see really anything empowering about it. They showed a car. Oh, but they pooped on men. That's right. That's what makes it empowering. They say it's great to partner with Nissan on the Inspiring campaign, which is essentially about advocating for yourself and believing that you deserve a seat at the table. What table? The lunch table where you work? We don't know why she didn't get a promotion. Maybe she's horrible at her job. Maybe it's fraternizing with the boss. Because they were both eating a taco outside together. Maybe the company's, losing profit right now from all the craziness that's going around the world. I know if I had a job right now and I went, "Hey, can I get a raise?" They'd be like, "No, business is horrible. Haven't you seen what's going on?" they continue on, said, said actress Brie Larson, "It's a powerful message in a bottle, and I'm so proud to be a part of." So, boy, that was, what a powerful message. Crapping on a guy for 4 seconds. Nissan actress Brie Larson team up for an empowering Nissan Sentra launch campaign. "The sassy actress perfectly embodies the spirit of the campaign," adds Witherspoon, the VP of marketing. Woman. VP of marketing. Don't settle. VP of marketing woman. Yeah, you've really been held down all your career. Larson has brought a unique point of view to the creative during production process, advocating for diversity and inclusivity. I didn't see any diversity there. I saw two women driving in a car and giving a hard time to a guy. Inclusivity of who? Women? Women have been in commercials since like 1950. What's so special? I did not see anything special about this. Matter of fact, you cut the first 3 seconds off that video. Boring Nissan commercial. So what? "Our target customers for the new Sentra are accomplished, career-focused individuals who have a particular affinity for the entertainment industry," Witherspoon tells Marketing Daily. "We are confident that a successful and groundbreaking woman like Brie Larson, with her unwavering spirit, will appear to a broad audience." Groundbreaking. How was Brie Larson groundbreaking again? She was a female lead in a movie? like Gal Gadot or like Sigourney Weaver? Or I did a whole video on this. There's like 50 more women just in the sci-fi adventure that have been groundbreaking role models. Brie Larson's not accomplished or groundbreaking in anything. And neither is this commercial. But they use that first 3 seconds, again, to be diverse, to send a message, because she won't take it from the man. Here's some of the Twitter responses. Now, first, though, remember, these are $30,000 cars. For a $30,000 car, you have to make pretty comfortable money. Let's see who responds positively to this ad. Would it be men that maybe have $30,000? No. Would it be accomplished women? Maybe. But instantly you chopped half of the segment out and that's gone. And then of the girl power, or I'm just a woman trying to do my thing, there's another segment that's out. It says, Ziz the World says, love this, just in time for IWD. International Women's Day. Women need to learn that it's okay to refuse to compromise. Captain Marvel! I bet she can't afford that car. Let's see, Nissan says, leave these compromises in the past. Refuse to compromise. Here's another Mar, who's looks like a very young something that's got a kind of risque photo. I believe in Brie Larson's supremacy. That would be like me saying, I believe in who'd be a good actor. I believe in Sylvester Stallone's supremacy. What? Mama Tribe, supporting women and empowering them. Totally you. Brie, I drive a 2011 beat-up Nissan Versa. Shocking. She drives a 9-year-old car. Now, it's funny. I drive a 2005 Toyota, but mine's not beat up. It looks new because I take care of my things. Please, if you read this, get me a new car, please, Brie. I'm available on Friday to have you purchase this vehicle for me. Thank you. She can't afford that car. Bar 2 says, not buying a Nissan because I don't have money. Shh, no, I won't do it again. Brie Larson has made Nissan Sentras the new Les car. Subarus are out. Brie Larson said that Nissan is the new Les car. Sorry, Subaru, your time is done. You served us well. Last I knew, Subarus were all-wheel drive and great in the snow. Is a Nissan Sentra? Not so much. David, you know Nissan doesn't use labor union, right? Here's some more. It's always a good ad to show dangerous, reckless driving matched up with the driver not looking at the road over 50% of the time. So, I thought this would be a quick, fun little video I'd put out for you guys. It's not this big message, but the whole reason those first 3 seconds are in this video. You take those out, no problems with the video. It's Brie Larson doing a hey, let's not compromise for your job or your life or whatever. I'm fine for that. I don't think you should compromise on anything you're not happy with. And if you don't like your job, leave, get out of it. But the first 3 seconds, the only 3 seconds that was put in to crap on the guy was to make this a campaign about inclusivity, diversity, empowerment. Oh, come on. It's more reason just to, again, use guys to leverage yourself up instead of actually maybe putting a decent product and just having a normal ad. Welcome to 2020. Guys, I'll leave it there. If you like, support my work, links are below. Thank you for those that have. And for those of you that haven't, like, comment, share. That's all you got to do. I will be doing another, don't forget, I will be doing another Joker's Wild, which is where you guys send in questions and I answer them. Just make sure it says you can send it to beingthebestbachelor@gmail.com and put in the subject column advice. And you guys send those in. It's just a little segment I'm doing because I know some guys like longer form while you're driving and you can't really look at all the screens and stuff I'm doing. So this is just something else, but it's going to be, ask me a question. I'll give you some good ideas. I'll give you some thoughts. I'll give you some advice. We'll just have a little bit of fun with it, but it's also going to be just a tad longer form, probably between 20 and 30 minutes. So you guys have something to listen to. If you work, like for me, I load up the Brave browser and I'll pull up a YouTube screen, because that way I can turn off the screen while it's playing. You just have to tell the Brave browser to play in the background. Then I can turn off my screen while I'm working on my bus, got a pair of headphones on, and I actually listen to YouTube videos all day long. So that's what that other one's for. But, you know, tune in. That's where I'm going to kind of do more of the serious discussions and that stuff. That's over here, I tend to do a little bit more fun things and ridiculous things and sad things and whatever. Okay. So, guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, sometimes they just got to step on you to step up. Thank you.